Anaheim, Orlando, New Orleans, San Jose.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
Yes, I'm back from the 5th annual eBay Live gathering held this year in Las Vegas, Nevada. I've got a special interview from that show coming up for you. And as promised, I also have some news about the upcoming eBay Journal contest and drawing. And you'll learn how to use a fantastic eBay feature called Immediate Payment in this episode of Renee Gentry's eBay Journal. You're listening to Renee Gentry's eBay Journal, an independent podcast not affiliated with eBay Incorporated. Want to learn more about buying and selling on eBay? In each episode, I'll show you how to get started and how to get better. Renee Gentry's eBay Journal starts now. Hi, I'm Renee, and this is episode 14 of Renee Gentry's eBay Journal. Now, most of you know that eBay Live was held in Las Vegas this year. In fact, if you listen to the intro, you know that for sure. Now, right away, I'd like to give a shout-out to two listeners who said hello to me at eBay Live. Chris, thanks for finding me on the show floor. And Mike, thanks for saying hello to me in the hallway. It was good to meet you guys in person. Now, for the first time in the five-year history of this event, eBay Live was actually sold out. Over 15,000 eBay buyers and sellers attended the show. Now, I think that most of the attendees are actually eBay sellers of various levels, each looking for ways to improve their eBay success. I hope that's why you're listening to this podcast, too. From the download results I see for the various episodes of this podcast, I'm guessing that most of you are eBay sellers, or you want to be. So in each episode, I hope you'll pick up a nugget or two to help you improve your selling success. I'll also continue to provide content for eBay buyers. First of all, there's plenty of information that a buyer can learn that will give him or her an edge over the buying competition that's out there. So I hope to add to the success of buyers as well as sellers. Now, I also know from time to time, sellers have been known to buy on eBay. I consider myself an eBay seller, but every now and then my wallet tells me that I've crossed over big time into buyer land. Savvy sellers know how to find a deal on eBay, and a lot of them can even resell those finds to other eBay buyers. I met a group of savvy sellers, check, make that crazy sellers, at eBay Live. I had a great time interviewing them, and I had a few laughs about some of the items that they sell. I think they're laughing all the way to the bank, though, so stay tuned for that interview right after this. In the news, at eBay Live, eBay Chief Executive Meg Whitman reminded attendees about what eBay calls the power of three. eBay is number one in e-commerce. There are now over 200 million registered eBay members. Meg says that if eBay were a nation, which it's not, eBay would be the fifth largest nation in the world. PayPal is number one in online payments. With more than 100 million PayPal account holders, PayPal can now boast of having more account holders than American Express and Discover combined. And that last power in the power of three, Skype. Skype is number one in voice communications. eBay announced that they'll soon start testing Skype Me buttons on item description pages in certain eBay categories, including Lost in Space collectibles. eBay recently launched blogs and a wiki. Now, most people are familiar with blogs, and at eBay Live, they saw the opportunity that blogs presented for helping eBay members and for promoting eBay listings. But the wiki seemed to be a term not as familiar as blogs to eBay Live attendees. A wiki is just a compendium of information written by a group of people about one or more subjects. Wikis were made, probably as you know, made famous by Wikipedia, which is an encyclopedia written in wiki style. That is, almost anyone can write an encyclopedia entry, and almost anyone can edit it or add to it. The eBay wiki is destined to become an encyclopedia of knowledge for all things eBay, written by the eBay community. eBay North America President Bill Cobb took a moment at eBay Live to tackle the subject of store listings and their appearance in core searches. As you may know, in February, eBay started showing store listings in core auction and buy it now searches on eBay.com, but then quickly rolled it back.
Now, we did it because the buyer experience actually suffered. We got greater abundance, but not in the way we intended. Buyer behavior changed during that time. People began exiting the site more often before making a purchase. They were watching fewer items, receiving fewer outbid notices, and returning to the site less often. This was not good for the site overall. We had hurt the core of our marketplace, which is auction-style listings.
Bill went on to explain that eBay will be running tests to help determine the right mix of store listings to show in core eBay.com searches. The net result is still to be determined, but Bill did make one thing clear.
So we found that the eBay marketplace was out of balance. That's why we made the call to roll this back and return to a limited number of store inventory listings and search results. Now today, we're back to where we were in January. More than the zero store inventory listings we used to show, but not an unlimited number. We're testing ways to filter store inventory listings and mingle core and store inventory listings on the site more effectively. In fact, you're going to encounter some of these tests as you work with the site over the next few months. We're going to keep exploring ways, alternative ways, to show more abundance on eBay.com. But I need to clear something up. You will not see a return to unlimited store inventory listings in all search results on eBay.com. We tried that, and it was a mistake.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in giving a warm welcome to the Postmaster General of the United States, Jack Potter.
Hello, everyone.
Postmaster General and eBay Live celebrity Jack Potter announced a new co-branded Priority Mail shoebox. eBay sellers can now order priority boxes that are stamped U.S. Postal Service and eBay that are just the right size in which to fit a pair of shoes. And in a reference to my favorite movie, the Postmaster General gave Meg a pair of special shoes, ruby slippers, saying,
"There's no place like eBay. There's no place like eBay."
Guy Kawasaki gave an awesome presentation at eBay Live called The Art of Evangelism. Plus, he signed my copy of his book called Selling the Dream. How cool is that? Guy's presentation is available as an MP3 download, so for details, see ebayjournal.com. And in eBay Journal news, two episodes have now crossed the 3,000 download threshold, with episode 7, How to Write a Good Description, overtaking the former leader, episode 3, by a thin margin of just 7 downloads. And that's the news, for now anyway. So did you see the auction bin listing for advertising on 8 eBay celebrities? It ended early on May 29th of this year, 2006. So get this. 8 eBay sellers got together and auctioned themselves off to essentially be walking billboards while at eBay Live. GoldenPalace.com won the auction via Buy It Now with a final price of $13,000. Now, I don't know about you, but when I hear things like that, I have one of those forehead-slapping, I could have had a V8 moments, and say, why didn't I think of that? Well, I caught up with those eBay sellers at eBay Live, and they were more than happy to tell me how sellers could boost their own sales by listing in the everything else and in the weird stuff categories. So let's give a listen to these 8 eBay celebrities I fondly call the 8 crazy sellers. Well, I'm here at eBay Live right now. You may have noticed an auction that ended a couple weeks ago. 8 crazy sellers listed themselves pretty much on eBay, and we're here meeting each one of them. Let me have them introduce themselves to you and tell you a little bit about what they sell on eBay. Hi.
Hi, my name is Bevan Sons on eBay, also eBay store Daddy Sold My Toys. We have 72,000 feedback selling novelty products,
wow.
And we use the weird marketing as a way to promote that.
Excellent, thank you.
Hi, my name's Jason. My eBay username's Power Mix Online Radio. I own an online radio station that you can actually put into eBay auctions, powermixonlineradio.com. We advertise not only the weird eBay auctions, but any other auctions as well, and any websites or products.
Fantastic. Great to see you here.
My name is Jules. I have Surfscape Bling USA, Surfscape Bling UK, and Surfscape Bling Down Under. I sell Australia, UK, and USA. I sell skateboards and all that stuff. I'm on the totally weird, bizarre pulse right now, selling, advertising my chest for 30 days. All profits, everything goes to breast cancer awareness. And I'm psycho.
I love that.
I have skateboards.
Skateboards, skateboards, skateboards. All right. Hi, how are you?
How are you? My name is EasyAs123. My store name is The Ripple Effects. You can go to therippleeffects.com. That'll direct you directly to my eBay store. Basically, I sell seller-to-seller stuff, such as gallery picture designs, eBay storefronts, auction templates. So, I mean, it's been really cool. I mean, you can actually check out a new book that was recently published called eBay Income. Read a little bit more about myself.
That's eBay Income? It's a book?
Titled eBay Income.
And as an author name, what would someone look that up under?
Cheryl Russell.
Great. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sierra Faith with the Grapevine News, and that's the_grapevine_news. eBay store is the Grapevine News. And what I do is I have a newsletter, and I advertise auctions in the weird category, the everything else category, such as the bizarre and weird, the mystery, and the advertising auctions, which our auction was an advertising auction that GoldenPalace.com bought. And I also have a website, grapevinenewsletters.com, because I have more than one newsletter. And I occasionally will put up an auction. I mostly sell advertising, but I will occasionally put up a weird auction. Currently, I have one up that is on the pulse right now, selling camel hair from a camel that lives right next door to me. And he is wearing a GoldenPalace.com hat and sunglasses in the shape of a dollar sign.
I'm not even gonna ask how you got that hair off that camel. What was that?
He gave it to me.
That was one generous camel. All right, thank you. Hi.
Hi, my name is Razzle and Dazzle Dude. I mainly buy in the weird eBay section, or weird eBay category. I own some of the most zaniest items that have ever been sold, like the traveling leather pants, the golden popcorn, the little Beavinsons, the gold, the ladies' leathers, the pine needle, and many more.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Hi. How are you?
Good. I'm Gabber of Auction Gab. I'm the administrator of auctiongab.net, which is the home for all the weird auction junkies and the place to see the hottest eBay celebrities like these here.
Great. And how long have you been associated with eBay?
I've been an eBay member for a little over 2 years, and Auction Gab's been up about 10 months now.
Excellent. Well, good luck to you. Thanks a lot. Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I am NL Rebel, and I sell anything that will keep me at the top of the crazy list. Everything from popcorn balls to pine needles and acorn hats. And in addition to that, I sell a 12-page book that will teach you how to sell this stuff, possibly make the kind of money that I do.
Well, we got to know the title of that.
Title of that is NL Rebel's Tricks and Tips.
Great, thanks. And what is it that brought the eight of you together?
Well, initially, we're all members of auctiongab.net, which is basically an eBay seller promotion website. Over 450 members right now and growing. And we are here representing the everything else category in eBay. Most recently, and the reason that we're here right now, is we sold an auction to GoldenPalace.com for advertisement on eight of us. We bill ourselves as eBay celebrities, being that we're basically the most popular in the everything else category, selling anything from cotton balls to pine needles and things like that. So today we're just here, we're wearing t-shirts and tattoos from Golden Palace and, you know, just doing our thing. We're doing some stunts. I've got a pair of pants on that I've had as many eBayers as I can possibly get sign them, including Jared from Subway. Not sure what he does on eBay, but you know, I'm gonna try to look him up. And you know, I've gotta have at least 100, 150 signatures on there right now. It's gonna be listed on eBay in the weird category Monday at the latest, and we'll see how that goes.
And where is it that we can see the original auction?
You can see that if you log on to goldenpalaceevents.com.
And why is it that you list in the weird stuff category on eBay?
Basically, you know, for one thing, it's just fun. A bigger reason is that any of us who sell things outside of the weird category, it draws a lot of attention. Like when I put a pine needle or a Q-tip on there, the hits go up 100 hits an hour, you know, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 hits, and all that draws traffic straight to your auctions that are not in the weird category, and that really increases your sales.
Great. Well, what is it that you would recommend to eBay sellers how to get attention to their sales, their things that they have on eBay?
Well, first of all, I would recommend become a member at auctiongab.net. Second, get in that everything else category. Walk down a street, pick up the craziest thing you can see. A rock, a leaf, anything you want. Even if it's just a leaf, it doesn't even look like anybody. Put it on there and say, here's a leaf for sale.
So it doesn't have to look like the Virgin Mary?
It doesn't have to look like anything but a leaf. And it'll increase your hits, your bids, your watchers, and you know, to all your auctions. It's really a great way just to promote.
Great. And what is it that we can expect next year to top this?
Well, right now we're kind of working on an idea of coming to eBay Live to promote Auction Gab. And we're going to get a bunch of members together. We're going to get a booth down there. And, you know, just continue with our crazy antics. And, you know, I guarantee I'll be wearing the pants next year. They were a hit this year. And we're just going to keep continuing what we do, being crazy.
All right, thanks much. Let's hear it for ebayjournal.com and our 8 fabulous sellers. Woo! All right. And by the way, I looked up the camel hair that Sierra mentioned. Sure enough, she sold it. Not only did she gain some cash, but I'm sure she got some extra exposure for our other listings. So are you with me? I'm going to try expanding to the weird stuff category. If you give it a shot too, send me an email and let me know how you do. You can email me at podcast@ebayjournal.com. And now, did someone mention a contest? It's all about me. Yep, it's the All About Me contest and drawing, sponsored by Renee Gentry's eBay Journal. Get started now. Your eBay About Me page is a great way to show off what you sell, what you buy, and what you collect. Create an About Me page on eBay, include a link to ebayjournal.com, and tell me about it. The best About Me page will get a prize, and everyone who emails me about their qualifying About Me page will be entered in a drawing to win eBay gear and other prizes. I'll also link to your About Me page to help you spread the word about what you buy or what you sell on eBay. Contest rules and details about the drawing will soon be posted at ebayjournal.com/allaboutme. That's all about me, all one word. Not sure how to create an About Me page on eBay? Stay tuned for episode 15. I'll tell you all about it. It's all about me at Renee Gentry's eBay Journal. That's ebayjournal.com. You're listening to Renee Gentry's eBay Journal. Visit me online to read articles and to easily access previous podcast episodes. It's all at ebayjournal.com. So now let's spend a little bit of time talking about a feature called immediate payment. This is a great way to keep your eBay item available for sale until you actually receive payment for it. I think immediate payment is easiest to understand when you contrast it with a regular auction bin or a buy it now listing on ebay.com. With a regular buy it now or bin listing, you list your item, you specify a fixed price, you specify a payment method. Then a buyer comes along and says he or she will buy your item. The buyer confirms the purchase and the listing ends. Then, later when it's convenient, the buyer clicks the pay button and pays you with PayPal or lets you know the check or money order will be in the mail. Of course, that part all depends on what type of payments you accept. But suppose you're selling concert tickets, and suppose that well-intentioned buyer never gets around to paying you. You might get stuck with some tickets that have only a collectible value if you don't get paid before the concert takes place. Or suppose you're selling video games, and suppose the buyer is a well-intentioned kid who, according to the rules as you and I know, is not supposed to be buying on eBay. But hey, money is money, right? But what happens if you never get that money? Sure, you can file a non-paying bidder claim, and you can relist those video games. But if you've got a problem with malicious bidders or forgetful bidders, I think you'll want to consider using immediate payment. With immediate payment, you list your item with a buy it now price. It can be an auction bin listing or a straight buy it now fixed price listing. You specify a fixed price, and you must accept PayPal for your payment method. Now, when a buyer says he or she will buy your item, the listing does not end until the payment is actually received in your PayPal account. The payment must be received immediately, so it must be funded by a credit card or by a PayPal balance. To list an item using immediate payment, there are some seller qualifications. First, of course, you must have a PayPal account, and that account must either be a Premier account or a business account. That just means that you'll accept credit cards. In addition, you must be eligible to create a Buy It Now listing, of course. So that means that you'll have at least 10 feedback points on eBay.com, or if you're PayPal verified, you can have a feedback score of just 5 feedback points. Now remember, if you're attaching a Buy It Now price to an auction, that bin price and the immediate payment requirement associated with it, they'll go away if a qualified bid is placed. Now by qualified, I just mean that the bid would meet a reserve price if you've set a reserve. Otherwise, the bin and immediate payment feature disappears when the first bid is placed. In addition, as a further seller requirement, you must specify shipping costs and any applicable insurance costs or taxes so that the buyer knows how much to pay and so that the total payment can be processed without any interaction from you, the seller. Now, after you specify the Buy It Now price, which by the way must be under $2,000, look for the option in your selling tool that says Require Immediate Payment. You'll see it in both the new and the old Sell Your Item forms and in other selling tools such as TurboLister and Blackthorn. Third-party tools also include this option. So check that box and then provide your PayPal email address and it's a done deal. Now, because the buyer must pay with PayPal before the listing ends, the buyer will not be able to combine items in a single payment. That means that shipping discounts will not apply. Now, of course, you can always issue a partial refund after the fact if the buyer ended up buying multiple listings from you, but that is a limitation that you should be aware of. Now, buyers, how do you know if a seller requires immediate payment on the listing that you're looking at? Well, look at the Buy It Now button. Right next to it, there'll be a little notice that says immediate payment required. You can't miss it. So click the Buy It Now button as you ordinarily would, then be sure to complete your payment quickly. Until the transaction is completed by PayPal, the item is actually still fair game to another buyer. The first one to pay is the one who will win the item. Now, sellers, that last bit may have made you raise an eyebrow. You're thinking, perhaps, that you're not sure you want to create a race condition for your buyers. Well, first of all, PayPal does take care of things on the back end so that if two buyers really are in a race, only the first one finished will win the item. Even if the second person is in the process of making a payment, that payment won't be accepted and PayPal will tell that person that the item's already been purchased by another buyer. And second, here's a reality check. I once asked a group of sellers whether they were concerned about this potential race condition. Some of them thought that they might be. And then one of them changed the opinion of the whole group when he said this. No way. I mean, really, if my items were that popular that I had buyers fighting over who could pay first, I'd be lucky to have such a problem. So when it comes down to it, I personally like immediate payment a lot. I think immediate payment is a great way for sellers to ensure that they'll receive payment for time-sensitive items and for items that are susceptible to unpaying bidders. And for buyers, because it's PayPal, sensitive information like your credit card number won't be passed on to the seller. And because a seller gets your money quickly, chances are the item can be processed for shipping all the quicker. All right, well, we've reached the end of this episode of Rene Gentry's eBay Journal, which is a free podcast, no payment required. If you're getting some good tips out of it, though, I would ask that you pay it forward, so to speak, by telling others about it. They can learn how to download episodes and how to subscribe for free at ebayjournal.com. I do appreciate each one of you listening. So be sure to listen to episode 15, where you can win because it's all about me. Thanks for listening. Rene Gentry's eBay Journal is online at ebayjournal.com. This podcast is copyright 2005-2006 by Rene Gentry von Bergen. No part of this podcast production, including show notes, can be copied, reproduced, or transmitted without the express written consent of the author. That's me. This has been a production of Alta Omni Media.